What do you think St. Therese thought the first time she read that? I think she was just in such awe at God's mercy and generosity, she just praised him. God gives as he wishes. And see, if God came through the door and checked up on us, how many of us deserve to be here? None of us. So this is a parable about God's generosity and how we should be generous like that. You see, none of us deserve to be here in this chapel this morning. It's a pure gift of God that we would hear the word, that we would feed on the body and blood of Christ, that we would be with one another. See, this is all a gift. And so the Lord tells this parable. And I would think that if a saint was there and got paid, you know, after working all day, but he got paid last, let's say, wouldn't he be thrilled? Look at the generosity of the Lord. Isn't that marvelous? Instead of saying, hey, you know, I worked all day. He got the same as I got. Well, of course, the Lord can do what he wants. But what an encouragement. Suppose we go off the rails and come back at the 11th hour. Nice to know, isn't it? Nice to know. And so, you see, there's just a higher wisdom than the best we can produce. And it is, you see, this notion. Now this happens, you know, I mean, we've seen this. How many Latin Americans are waiting in the parking lots downtown for construction boss to come along and hire a bunch of them for the day? You know, now suppose he was to say, I'm going to give you all a dollar an hour more than the usual. Just, wouldn't that be wonderful? You see, in other words, what the Lord is telling us is, if you really want to honor my Father, just love him and obey him because you love him, and don't worry about the rest. If you trust him, you know he'll take care of you. And that's the challenge. I started with that because it's important. You see, am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Well, yeah, you're God. And well then, see, and who's got rights against God? I'm going to sue him. Nobody. But if we're like God, then we rejoice in his generosity. Oh, that's wonderful. Gosh, give him a break. Right? It's a different vision. But you see, St. Therese is on my mind for this as well. She suffered incredibly, right? And at the end of her life, her whole vision of life was to be with God in heaven. And at the end of her life, besides dying of tuberculosis and being sick, she was in total darkness. I'm going to die. They're going to put my body in the ground. And that's it. And except for a tiny place in the very depth of her spirit, she was overwhelmed with this. She clung to that truth. God is going to reward me. God is going to, you know, be just. That's why one of the last things she said before she died was what? When I go to heaven, God is going to get up from his throne, going to give me a big hug, and say, now it's my turn. She knew God. She knew who God was. So she didn't call a union strike, you know. She was just awed by his mercy. And if we're awed by his mercy, then we want it for everybody. Right? Let everybody know how great God is. His mercy, His forgiveness, His plans for us for all eternity. And so that's that. I didn't go through the book of Judges because it's too complicated. But this book is trying to, most of these stories, and they don't put it in, I don't know why. In those days, there was no king in Israel, and everybody did what seemed right in his own eyes. That ends most of these stories of chaos. And God helping in chaos by raising up a shofet, a judge. But we won't go over that now. But it's the notion is, see, Pius X was like a shofet. The church was in a disastrous situation. And here's this guy, you know, and a lot of the fellows would be saying, the cardinals, this hick, you know, from Bergamo, how in the heck did he ever get to be pope? Well, because the Lord wanted him pope. And why? Because we just read it in the prayer, right? He said, to safeguard the Catholic faith and to restore all things in Christ, you filled Pope St. Pius X with heavenly wisdom and apostolic fortitude. You see? That's, of course, what we're praying now for Pope Francis. He needs heavenly wisdom and apostolic fortitude. Thanks mostly to the charismatic renewal and to some other lay movements, the church is not in as bad a shape as it was in Pius X's day, because the Lord had the Vatican II. Oh, you see, I was ordained about 10 years before Vatican II ended. I was ordained in 56. And the council didn't even open until 62 or 63. But it was a gift from God. You have no idea. I used to think once in a while, this church, and I was in Rome where I could see the mess, this church is like a shack made out of dry cedar boards. One match and the whole thing can go up. And then another guy from Bergamo, another short, chubby, peasant kind of guy like Pius X, who's going to be canonized on October 20th, said, we're going to have a council. Everybody. But he did say, he knew the Lord wanted this, but he said, well, I have to check, you know, make sure that my discernment's on. So he went and asked Tardini. Tardini was so conservative. And that he agreed is miraculous. And that's why we had a council that did, again, you know, moved ahead the church. And why it was from another Bergamese, another peasant kind of guy. I've told you this story before, but see how real he was. He was in office about 2 days on his first apostolic visit. Popes weren't even making apostolic visits. He went out to the prison. I've told you this before, didn't I? And all the prisoners were gathered around. And he sat down there. The Pope sat down there. And he started his talk to them by saying, my uncle was in jail once. That's how he started. The Carabinieri, or like the state police, got him for stealing chickens. Well, do you see how attractive that is? You see? And then they used to carry the popes in on a seta gestatoria. And we'd like there'd be four men, one on each the poles, through a big chair, and he sat on the chair and they hoisted it up on his shoulder. Now they were really just trying to let everybody see the Pope, you know? But it was a little bit overdone. And John the 23rd said, I don't want that. I get seasick. I don't need that. So anyway, the gospel is just saying, look, let's just serve the Lord because we love him. Don't worry about the rest.